Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John. Because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. So this passage immediately follows Peter and John healing a crippled man, and then they begin to speak to the onlookers. And it says here in our passage today that the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to them while they were still speaking, and they were upset about it because they were talking about Jesus and the resurrection of the dead. One of the things I noticed in this passage is eventually Peter and John get thrown in jail, and it's as they're thrown in jail that it says many who heard the message believed, and the number grew to about 5,000. Now, you remember on Pentecost, it was 3,000. So by this time, we're talking about like 2,000 more people. And one of the things I think we often think is if I follow Christ, like my life's going to just go well. Everything's going to go well. Things will fall into place for me. And what we realize is that for Peter and John, they did not have life go well in this instance. And throughout, they end up in prison multiple times. And just because we are speaking the truth of the gospel does not mean that life will be easy. And the other side of that is when things are difficult, the gospel often grows in the midst of that persecution. So I went to a conference this year and we got to hear a man who was thrown in prison, and he was multiple times for resisting a government that was causing its people to basically starve to death because there was a crisis, an economic crisis, and the government wasn't doing anything to help the people out. And this man kind of stood up for the people and cried out to the government and about the government, so that the government kind of put him on a most wanted list. And he ended up flying back to his country. And as soon as he landed on the ground, they put him in prison. And the long story short of this is that when he gets to prison, he's upset because he was like, God, I thought you told me to come back to my home country and fight against this oppressive government. And what he immediately realized was that there were men in the prison who were praying that he would be sent back to that prison. And so in the midst of his difficulty, in the midst of his struggle, he found out that God was working, that people were praying for him to be put in that prison, and he ended up being put in prison. That's kind of a modern day story that's really similar to this. It is sometimes when things aren't going well, it's sometimes when the gospel leads us to difficult places. And many times that's when God is able to do some of the greatest work, is in the midst of persecution. And that's why Jesus says, blessed are you when you're persecuted. Because they persecuted the prophets before you. And so this is part of the gospel message that's hard for us to hear as Americans. And that is, that sometimes when things go wrong, when the world seems to be against us, when it seems like things aren't working out. I mean, for Peter and John, they were speaking about Jesus. They were excited to share this message, and they end up in prison for doing so. And in the midst of that, people are being added to the faith. And so today I just want to encourage you that if you feel like you're seeking the will of God, if you feel like you're following the will of God, and things aren't working out like maybe you thought they would, keep your eyes open, because maybe God is working in a way you can't even see yet. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.